This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Little detour before we get to our Dennis Allen sound here from the cutdowns the Saints have made today. Wanted to point out, Dylan Cruz, congratulations, your first MLB hit. The Washington Nationals taking on the Yankees. He slapped a double. The Nationals currently leading the Yankees 1-0. But so Dylan Cruz now has his first MLB hit, and it comes against, Carly, good old Gerrit Cole.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How about that? Keep that baseball going. That's awesome.
Dennis Allen spoke today after the Saints made their roster moves. Like we've talked about, folks, the work isn't done right now. There's going to be plenty of players that have hit the waiver wire right now that the Saints are now going to evaluate whether they want to add anyone to this team in the coming days or, you know, stay pat as they get ready for the September 8th season opener against the Carolina Panthers. Here's what head coach Dennis Allen had to say.
Obviously, you guys probably all seen we made a number of roster moves today to get our roster down to 53. There's a lot that happens over the course of the next 24, 48 hours, really all the way up through the first game of the season, and certainly it doesn't change. It slows down a little bit as the season moves along, but there's constant flow of roster changes and moves that get made, and so I probably won't comment specifically on a lot of our roster moves or who we're trying to bring back or any of that type of stuff, because there's a lot that goes on over the next course of the next few days. So,
one guy you got, Rico Payton, just kind of the overall thoughts on preseason he had, the camp he had, the growth he made.
Yeah, I thought he did some good things. Young guy, did some good things on special teams. He impressed us on a few things.
You guys kept Nick Saldivari without him. IR designation or anything, does that speak well to your projected timetable on him?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that we'll have him back soon.
What went into your decision?
Yeah, I think, look, as with a number of these battles, they were tight, tough decisions. And I think ultimately, a couple of factors, Hayball's younger. I think he's got a little bit more leg talent. And I think over the course of the last couple of weeks of practice, he was probably a little bit more consistent than Lou, and had a good conversation with Lou. I think he'll be punting in our league again. So,
how do you handle the backup quarterback situation going forward? Like, such a unique young room. Like, do you tell them there's a 2-3, or is it still?
They're still competing, and I really want that to be that way throughout the course of the season. That those guys are coming out here every day and they're competing. It's a healthy competition. I think both those guys have done well, and so I'm not in any way ready to make any sort of statement or comment or declaration, anything of that nature. We'll just let those guys keep coming out and working and practicing and getting better. And here's the deal. With both of those players, both of them, we've got to develop. And so we've got to find ways to get reps for these guys, whether it be on the show team or whether it be, extra sessions with some of the young skill guys, things of that nature. Like, they're going to have to continue to work to develop. I think that's probably the most unique thing and probably the bigger challenge of all of this is that we have two young guys that need work, that need to develop, and there's only so many snaps you can get throughout the course of a week. So that'll be our challenge.
And did the team generally get younger? Is your 53 generally younger than maybe it has been in years past?
I don't know. I mean,
it was
really about, you know, there's a lot of things that go into making roster decisions and roster management and that type of stuff. And so I do know that, look, there was a number of young players that made the team. There's a number of undrafted free agent players that are on, you know, the initial 53-man roster. So I think we did kind of as we normally do. We go through the, you know, analyzing the roster and make the decision on what we think is the right 53 for our team.
Mason Tipton is another one of those. Even though he didn't get to play in a preseason game, how was he able to show you enough before that?
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously with him not participating in you know, preseason games, that's something that I wish that we could have seen, but I felt like he did enough in the time that he was out there that warranted, you know, a spot on the 53.
Did you see anything from Will Harris and Jordan Howard specifically?
I thought both of those guys did some good things. You know, I think both of them have some qualities that we like, and I think both those guys are going to help us.
Was there anyone, we can't always tell what we're looking at in special team sessions and practice. Is there anyone?
You don't really want me to comment on that, do you?
That we don't know what we're saying.
Go ahead, I'm just messing.
But is there anyone that made this team because they were, you know, they really made themselves stand out in that area?
I wouldn't say that there was anybody that just in that sole regard made the team just for those purposes. There were a number of players that I think did some good things in the kicking game that I think can help us in that area. Certainly, I think Rico Payton's a guy that I think can help us in that area. And yet, I thought he did some good things from a coverage standpoint, too. So I wouldn't say there was anybody, you know, I know, like, back when we first brought JT Gray in, like, he made the team specifically in regards to his special teams ability. And I don't know that was the case with this 53.
And you only have 8 offensive linemen right now. Are we smart to guess that there will be more work and research done?
Well, I would say typically along our offensive line, between active roster players and practice squad players, that number's probably ranged anywhere from 10 to 12, you know, players. So I don't get too into having to have a specific number of players at each position. You know, certainly there's, you have to have enough, but I think it's more about managing your roster and the right 53. How do we get the right guys for the practice squad, and how are we able to manage all those aspects to put the best team out on the field?
Groupie over Smith, was the inside the 50 kind of the consistency kind of the deciding factors there?
Yeah, I think so. I think both those guys did some good things. And look, I like Blake Groupie. I thought this last year. I think it again this year. You know, he's gotten in the games. He's made the kicks that he's needed to make. I think he's been consistent in practice. And I've seen an improved player from even where he was at this point last year. And so I feel very confident about that.
Anthony Orji goes from being a guy practice squad last year to making the roster this year. What do you show you that led to that decision?
Yeah, I think just an improved knowledge of the system. I think improved play. You know, I think last year he was kind of, his head was kind of spinning a little bit, and I think he's much more comfortable in what we asked him to do. His ability now he played all three linebacker positions. He was much improved in the kicking game, you know, so those are the improvements and the things that you hope you see from these young players. You hope you see improvement from year one to year two and then into year three, and hopefully those things will continue.
So the final preseason game that he only played Mike, if I remember correctly, was that a specific decision based on staff counts and not being able to move around?
Well, no, I think anything you saw in the last preseason game was probably more of a reflection on who we decided to play or who we didn't decide to play and how it was best to play in that game.
Thank you. What are like the next 18 hours like for you guys as far as like looking at what other teams did and comparing them?
Yeah, so I would say primarily what's happening right now is our personnel department's been hard at work, and this has been going on well before today, but they're hard at work on, we're reading all your reports on who gets released or not released, and we start doing the work on those guys, and then I'm assuming, I don't know if I've even seen the final report, if that's even come out yet in terms of who was released. Those guys will identify guys that they feel like might fit something that we'd be interested in, and then as coaches we'll take a look and see if there's something that became available, whether it be through claim, a vested player that was released and is now free. I mean, those are all the things that we'll do throughout the course of tonight and into tomorrow morning. And on top of that, we're beginning the process of getting our initial preparation ready for Carolina.
Jordan Hill is another player that you kept.
Yeah, look, I think he's an improved player. I thought he did some good things for us. I thought he ran the ball well the other night. He's been a guy that's been able to do some things in the passing game. So, yeah, I was pleased with the progress that he's made from where he was when we picked him up after Buffalo released him last year.
You guys had four undrafted free agents. I'm just wondering kind of what you think about that.
Well, I think a couple things. I think, I'd say, kudos to our college scouting department that was able to go out and find these guys. They had some sort of quality that we felt like we could develop. And so I think those guys did a nice job going out and finding those guys. I think our coaches did a nice job of developing them. I see where some of these guys were when they first walked into the building. And quite frankly, some of them I didn't really think would have a chance. And they just continued to work and continue to improve. And, ultimately, they did enough to get through this initial, first round of roster moves. And, we'll see how the rest of the, week shapes up.
Blake Poker and Payne Dew are both 24. Is there something about maybe that added college time or being older that kind of maybe helped ease their transition to?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think generally guys that stay in college a little bit longer, they have an opportunity to mature a little bit more. They're a little bit more pro ready from a mental maturity standpoint, more so than anything else. And so, yeah, I think those things are beneficial.
And just a non-roster question.
Thank you.
Taysom Hill just turned 34. Obviously, we've all seen him playing all the different positions. And just from your perspective, the things he's able to do physically at this age, how rare is that? Just his body.
Going down a slippery slope right there, but no, look, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how many football players have you guys seen that are like Taysom Hill, that do all the different things that he does? I mean, it's certainly, obviously, very unique, and I'm glad we have that skill set on our team that we can, hopefully continue to be creative with how we want to utilize him, and really, honestly, hopefully we can get maybe even a little bit more out of him than what we've been able to get to this point. I mean, there's a lot of different things that he can do. And I think I said this, probably at least a couple weeks ago, just the excitement that I have to see this player through a new lens and different things that he can do. And so I think it'll be fun to see as the season starts, the different ways that Clint and the offensive staff can utilize this player, because I think he's unique, and, I think from a physical standpoint, I don't see a declining physical skill set at 34 years old. I see still a very good skill set in terms of what he can do and how he can help us.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Dennis Allen there, his post-roster cut press conference. That last cut talking about Taysom Hill. And Charlie, I'm still aggravated with ESPN's fantasy football. He's still just listed as a tight end. I feel like he should have multiple positions available for Taysom.
I think that's the best spot for him in fantasy football, though.
But I think like, if he I was feel only like quarterback, running back.
No, I get it. But like, if he was only listed at quarterback, like, I mean, you're not going to be starting Taysom Hill. But if he's a tight end, and like, there's not many tight ends that have a fantasy ceiling of someone like Taysom Hill. So yeah, I mean, as far as the skill set goes, you could have put him on basically what, three different spots on this roster. You could have put him at running back / fullback. You could have put him at, you know, tight end. You could have put him at quarterback, as coach,
wide receiver.
Yeah, as Coach DA said, he's got a unique skill set, and there's not really anybody like Taysom Hill, and that's what we've always praised about him.
Definitely looking forward to seeing what's in store for him this season in Clint Kubiak's scheme. I know a lot of folks have been, you know, questioning what's he lined up at fullback for.
Yeah, I know also as far as this DA audio, Steve, that people were swarming on Twitter when he kind of came out that DA said that QB2 battle still isn't really settled.
Keeping it very close to the vest right now.
And Jake Haener, as you mentioned, Steve, he's keeping it close to the vest.
If there is anything I'll say about it is, if that preseason finale was that final job interview, I won't say Spencer Rattler aced it, but he definitely would get the job for me over Haener. He had the better day, leading three touchdown drives. And overall, from what we saw at least, like I said, Spencer Rattler would be QB2 for me. I know that's not a popular opinion by some of the media who are covering training camp that say Haener was actually more accurate in the practices.
It's definitely a popular opinion among fans.
And fans, for sure. They wanted to be QB1.
Well, yeah, some of them do. A subset of them do. But as far as, you know, the whole battle, and as you mentioned, taking into account not just the preseason games, but also training camp and what happened there, it felt like it was very back and forth from everything that we've heard from the guys that were covering it out in California. But just talking about the preseason games, I'll say it, Steve, I think he aced that finale. So
for sure, right?
It's a matter of, you know, putting everything together and then ultimately making your decision. But as you said, Steve, they seem very hesitant to declare a winner as of now. But we'll see if that changes.
2A and 2B.
Yeah, once the initial depth chart comes out, they'll have to make something, unless they do like the or whatever.
Exactly,
which is,
right.
Oh, God, that's going to be dumb. You know that's what's going to happen.
Saints fans, we've been talking about all the moves. Saints cuts got to 53 today. You can have all that information on WWL. Jeff Nowak is all over the latest moves. Follow along. Check out Jeff Nowak's cut tracker online and social media. He'll give you the cuts and also his quick takes on the move.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.